We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It's okay to laugh.
You think Hayden Birdsong's watching out this morning? You think that'll cheer him up?
The difference between an opener and a starter, or the difference between getting bombed out of a game and not recording an out and, you know, pitching a perfect game?
I mean, Hayden Birdsong yesterday, I'm just looking. You just pull up the box score. It's just so embarrassing. Pull it up on ESPN where I have the box score.
I've never seen anything like
it. It says loss, H. Birdsong, 0.0 innings pitched, one hit, 5 earned runs, 4 walks. Let me say that one more time.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
0.0 innings pitched, one hit, 5 earned runs, 4 walks.
And one HBP.
The kid's confidence is, if there was anything left, it's gone completely. That's like getting pantsed in front of the entire school right there. And everyone's laughing.
If you do that at school nowadays, like, I'm dead serious, they might charge you with a specific crime.
No, that's bullying.
No. But like, they have like a, there's like a, not only is it bullying, like, they sometimes they like, oh, this is a sexual crime,
well,
or whatever.
There's a lot baked into it. I'm not going to go that far, but that was an, I'm just going by the word embarrassment. That was embarrassing.
My little brother, when we were in sixth grade or seventh grade at St. Gabe's gym, they would have this like, it was a gym, but there was also a stage.
Right.
And the stage was behind the basketball hoops. And it was a Friday night. And on Friday night, CYO, you know, all the girls are there. All the parents are there. Snack bars humming. And we were in like sixth or seventh grade. My brother was in like first, second, or third grade. And my little brother pants the guy.
I had my naps timed out, bro.
In front of the entire Friday night gym. And the poor guy just stood there like, oh, dude, it's underwear, like a moment that stands in
underwear
time.
Underwear and all?
No, okay. He was in his underwear.
Oh, that's okay then.
But my brother pantsed him good, and it was just one of those funny moments you remember, you know.
Yeah. The kid was
nowadays,
like,
my brother would have gone to jail for something like that.
You want to hear another funny
unless
moment?
Unless he was Hunter Biden.
Relax, Jesus. Continue, Sam.
So you guys, you know who else once upon a time? So Hayden Birdsong's the only Giants pitcher to go five runs, four walks.
Correct.
Another pitcher who did it once, he's the only Giants pitcher to do it, but another Hall of Fame pitcher to have done it.
Hall of Famer?
Nolan Ryan did that one time.
Oh, wow.
I kid you not, in 1993 against the Mariners.
At 43 years old.
How old was
five runs allowed, four walks, and did not get an out against the Mariners. What's that?
Was that his final start ever where his arm exploded?
No, I think he made some starts after that.
Okay.
Let me double check, actually.
Well, Hayden Birdsong make any starts after this? No, it's like dead serious.
The fact that you put Nolan Ryan and Birdsong in the exact same sentence.
Well, I think it's wild that him and Birdsong have literally put up the same exact line.
Well, who's my guy that was, it was always the Darren Collison? Was that who it was? The graphic where it was like, it was Paul Pierce, Kobe, LeBron, and like Darren Collison.
Actually, it might have actually been his last start.
Yeah, you see, there you go.
See, there you go. His arm like exploded on the mound and he like knew he was done. So it might have been his last. Joe knows baseball, doesn't he?
Bo knows. Joe
knows.
Well,
you were alive for it. Sorry, we were, you know, still in diapers when it happened. So
Nolan Ryan is... God, I love Nolan Ryan so much.
You love Hayden Birdsong so much, too. So yeah, this must hurt for you to watch right now.
Poor Hayden Birdsong. Look, confidence is the most intoxicating drug in sports, and especially in team sports. And when you have the confidence, you know, you can do a lot of crazy things. And when you have no confidence, you're done.
Who's confident on the Giants right now?
Willie.
That's it.
Willie looks really confident right now, which is good. I mean, it's really good. It just sucks that it's coinciding with everyone else not playing really good ball. Who is confident? I think Casey Schmidt actually has a lot of confidence right now. Even though the results haven't been as good as we want, I do think he's confident.
The fan base isn't. I don't think the coach is confident. I don't know if Buster Posey's confident. I think this team has a lack of confidence top to bottom right now. As you mentioned, Willie Domus is a good start because he's the heart and soul. But when he has comments like he did after the game yesterday, talking about we've fallen off the bus, it's not good. By the way, we're reacting to a 9-5 Braves win over the Giants, who have now lost six in a row. They're still technically alive. It's July 22nd, so we can't bury dirt on this team just yet. But I feel like a lot of Giants fans have the shovels out, Joe, and they're in the graveyard right now, digging the grave of this season.
Have you ever seen Casino?
Casino?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
yes.
There's a scene where Joe Pesci and his brother get beat up with shovels and buried alive.
And baseball bats.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the Shah of Iran was a part of that too. Phil Leotardo.
Yeah, well, I think you're right, actually. There you go. I think you're 100% correct. And that's what it feels like for the Giants right now.
They're just getting...
They're getting buried alive.
They're getting buried alive right now.
What was his brother's name? It was Tommy and...
Joey?
I forget.
It was something. There you go. Something. Tommy
and Joey. Loudmouth brother. Bang, and he hits him in the back with an aluminum bat.
Hey, Bob Melvin, what's going on with Hayden?
Look, he was kind of teetering the last time and found a way through it. Today he couldn't, unfortunately. So, you know, put us in a little bit of a bind with the pitching, obviously, and how we had to cover this game. But, you know, not ideal, and kind of back to square one with him as far as some of the command issues go.
God bless Bob. He's like watching his son out there on the mound. Yeah, he's got, you know, it's not ideal. It's not what you want, but he stinks. He stinks. It's basically what he wants to say. Hayden Birdsong after the game. Oh, real quick. Yeah, you got something?
There's an argument to be said that they kind of mismanaged this whole thing from the jump.
Oh, absolutely.
On Birdsong. You know, they had him start off in the bullpen. It worked out great. Then they moved him to the rotation out of necessity, and they had to build him up to be ready to get certain innings and to be able to stretch himself out. And then by the time he finally stretched himself out, he was almost, you know, ineffective. And then you had this whole situation where you threw at somebody when he was clearly, like, not at a crossroads, but he was vulnerable. You know, his last couple starts hadn't been great.
I mean,
I don't know why you threw at the guy in the Marlins game.
Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, Hayden Birdsong. All three of those guys you mismanaged just infinitely. Like, Jordan Hicks, I get you had the money attached to it, but he showed you last year.
Yeah,
this guy's not a starter,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
He's just not. He can,
so well said.
He's got high velocity, and yeah, he could be a bullpen guy, but even then, I'm sure his bullpen numbers, I don't know what they are with the Red Sox, but I checked at one point he was not doing very well. Maybe he's doing better because the team's doing better. But you knew he wasn't a starter. Kyle Harrison, God love the guy. Talk about confidence with him. His confidence was shaken. And then towards the end of last year, Hayden Birdsong as well. So they tried and failed when it came to those three guys. And I don't know if you're going to see Hayden Birdsong at all the rest of the season, because I do think they're going to push him down to AAA. And I want to hear from the guy right now. And I want to hear from the people. 888-957-9570.
It might be the best for him. Like, honestly, right now, he needs to build his confidence back up, and he also needs to be able to get through five full innings.
Hayden Birdsong after the game.
Hey, you had about 2 weeks in between this start and your last start. Was there anything that you were able to pinpoint in between these outings, or is there anything you've been able to pinpoint at all to the command issues?
I don't know right now, but that's every single time I have struggles with it, I try to find it and haven't found it yet, so we're keep working.
One of the last times this happened, you described the feeling as like having a force field around you. Is there, how would you describe?
Not around me, around the plate. That's more of a joke, but it just feels like that sometimes. And today felt good, just couldn't locate it, obviously, and couldn't land it really anything.
What do you do to maybe right the ship when you run into these command issues?
We're back to step one, whatever that is, but go back, look at film, see what I was doing in the minor leagues, see what I was doing up here early, just reset it. But that's all I got right now.
I know it's still fresh, but have there been any conversations about where your next appearance might be?
I have no idea. We'll see.
I mean, that's a guy that right there, it says everything. Confidence, not there. Not confident in what he's talking after the game. He's fed up. He's searching. Square one.
I give him a lot of respect for just sitting there and taking it.
I mean, I would have asked the question. It sounds kind of heartless when you ask it, but like, have you ever had a start like that in the history of your career? Like, that has got to be for a pitcher.
Joe, the answer is no.
How long has he been pitching, you think?
His whole life.
His whole life.
Probably since he was 8 years old.
Not to be able to record an out is literally probably one of the most frustrating and embarrassing things that could happen for a pitcher. And the command was an issue. He got hit around. Not to be able to record an out. Imagine you were that in that position and Bob Melvin comes out and asks for the ball right there. Like, I credit the guy just even talking after the game. It was a minute post game. And I don't know where you go from here. He even said at the end, I don't know. Well, we'll see. But I'd be shocked if he's with the big league this time next week. I'd be shocked.
So the only thing I can think of in sports that came close to what I saw yesterday from Hayden Birdsong not recording an out, the only thing, the Niners played the Cardinals in like 2014 or 2015, and Kaepernick was the quarterback, and two of his first four passes weren't just intercepted, they were pick sixes.
This is Chip Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, 2015 might have been Tom Sula.
This is Jimmy T. You're right, Jimmy T.
I'm going to look it up.
Look, yeah, please do. It just go. You can just go to the coaches. Right. You can tell me, yeah, how all bad
right
it was.
So here it is. All right. The first one, Justin Bethel, 21-yard interception, return for a touchdown. Second one, the very next possession, Tyrann Mathieu, 33-yard interception, returned for a touchdown. Woo!
Honey Badger?
Kaepernick finished the game 9 of 19, 67 yards, and 4 picks. The Niners lost 47-7.
47-7.
Two of his first four passes were pick sixes.
Tough way to start a game.
I mean, wow.
Was that Carson Palmer?
Against Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer, fight on. Heisman Trophy winner. Wow. I forgot Tyrann Mathieu was an Arizona Cardinal. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Niners, Niners leading receiver.
Yeah.
You won't guess it. Niner wait. Leading receiver.
Oh, hold on, hold
tight on. Tight end or wide receiver.
Vance McDonald?
No. You're in the right position group.
Oh, boy. Who's the top?
Just think Rolex.
Who?
Selleck time!
Oh, my God. Celebrate Selleck time. Oh, my God. Oh, that's... We're talking about embarrassing performances, and I actually...
Garrett Selleck.
I actually want to throw it out to the people. And you said Tony Snell in my ear, Carter. That's a good one. He has the famous meme where it's just 28 minutes played, and it's like you, every time you rolling around for the group project in school, it's 28 minutes, 0-0-0-0-0 stat line. I love the Clay... What's the Clay Thompson one where he's sitting on the bench 0 smiling?
0-11.
No, not the 0-11. Oh. He had like 3 points and fouled out, and it's Clay sitting on like the sideline smiling, just chilling.
Warriors still won by 25.
Probably, but that's an embarrassing one. You said the Clay Thompson one, his last ever game as a Warrior in the play-in game.
That's pretty sad.
888-957-9570. The most embarrassing stat line you could find, I want you to either call in or text in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line. 888-957-9570. Oster Hayden Birdsong goes 0.0 innings, one hit, five earned runs, hit by pitch, four walks. I mean, that says all you need to know. By the way, this segment is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
The only thing and it doesn't even come close, but wasn't it a preseason game where Matt Schaub, first ever play for the Raiders was a pick six?
Yeah, and he was done. He's cooked after that. That was is when you found out that Derek Carr was going to be the guy. Because they went to Derek Carr, and it was against the Legion of Boom defense.
Yeah, and that's when they actually played preseason players.
Yeah, they played everyone.
Excuse me, starters in the preseason.
And Richard Sherman came away from that game postgame saying, yeah, they need to play this guy. He's going to be legit. And Derek Carr, for a moment there, he was. Then he broke his leg, and the rest was history. And he was still a serviceable quarterback. By the way, he's one of those retirement guys. He just retired a couple months ago. Derek Carr, I don't even know who the Saints have because their guy, Jake Haener, didn't he get hurt or something too? I don't know what the hell's going on in the NFC South. By the way, training camp approaching for the Niners. Can't wait to talk some football. But that's a good one. Matt Schaub is pretty embarrassing. Matt Flynn, like, he got paid by the Raiders. He barely even played for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Flynn's another guy.
Do you guys remember Nathan Peterman?
Oh, yeah.
Peterman.
Oh, yeah.
His first start.
What'd he do?
Five interceptions in the first half.
Hold on. That was against the Rams.
Well, Alex Smith is one of my favorite ones. He threw five picks against the Colts, his first ever start against Peyton Manning. They were awful.
They were god-awful.
Awful.
Yeah.
But he was 20, like literally 20 years old, and might have weighed 140 pounds. That team was an expansion team.
Another one, John Starks in Game 7 of the 94 NBA Finals, 2 for 18.
Yeah, that was bad.
That's tough.
That's bad.
That's pretty embarrassing.
But he'll always have that dunk.
Well, I always think of him just the choke job that was, right?
And
him
Starks getting, was solid, though.
He was, no, but he...
Ex-Warrior.
He got shook at the line. They all got shook. I mean, Reggie Miller, they're still saying the choke job. Heard
is that world. Jordan's best dunk ever, the one where he went back baseline and then yammed it in Starks and Patrick Ewing's face?
I mean, the most...
In game.
I was going to say the most iconic one
so
is,
sick.
Is that. Well, Space Jam on line one over the Monstars. I mean, come on, man. Guy stretched his arm out there, am I right? 888-957-9570.
Based on a true story.
Thank you, it was. By the way, I've seen the second one multiple times, and it's just the worst.
Saying Jordan's was better than LeBron's?
It was. It was infinitely, but Benny loves the second one more because he's got a bunch of the toys from there. For some reason, I don't know how we have these toys. I guess they were like cheap on like Marshalls or Ross or something. He's got a bunch of they're not the Monstars. I forget what they're called, the 2.0 versions. It doesn't matter. Clay Thompson's a part of it though, and so is Dame Lillard.
Bust. So I'm surprised you guys don't remember that Cardinal Kaepernick game. It's like the moment in time was like, Cap's done.
Gonna be honest, that was some of the most forgettable football. No one wanted to watch it during the Tom Sula and Chip Kelly era. It was
this
awful.
Is what separates the kids from the adult table.
I'm gonna be honest, we've had some great football the last two decades. We've had some of the worst NFL football in the history of NFL football these last two decades. At one point in the Bay Area, the two punters were the best players
Leckler
on
and
the
Lee.
Team.
Oh, yeah. Not a question in my mind.
I know. You're just
And I would add in Joe Nedney and your boy, Sebastian Janikowski.
You know you're a diehard fan, or like you've seen a diehard fan, if you see an Andy Lee or a Shane Leckler jersey, well, guys went through it.
My boy, White Mike, Mikey C, shout him out somewhere. He somehow, I don't even know if it was a real jersey, had the Pro Bowl Andy Lee jersey with the Niner patch. I swear to God.
That's
fine. I didn't even know it existed. I don't even know how he got it. I'm not kidding. Oh my God. He loved Andy Lee.
Andy Lee was sick.
He used to stand up on second down and he'd be like, "Get ready, guys. Our Pro Bowler's coming out," and he'd start clapping. Hey, I'm not kidding.
A big season ahead.
He hated Alex Smith.
Big season ahead for one Thomas Morstead, am I right? See you later, Mitch Wishnowski. I mean, talk about training camp storylines.
Who other than me could have seen that coming?
You were so out on Wishnowski last year. You were so...
Hey, he had that ceremonial first punt into the bay that one time. You didn't like that one?
No!
Thank you, Flem, for saving me there.
Shasky's just like reminiscing and how great of a memory that was.
We're talking about low points right now because the Giants are at a low point of the season, having lost six straight. And Hayden Birdsong might have had one of the most embarrassing performances I've ever seen. I feel bad saying it, but he'll even tell you. Like, you heard the guy's confidence after the game. He wanted that just one more time. Hayden Birdsong, the full post-game presser.
You don't even get an out.
Not even an out. 1 minute. That's all it took.
Hey, you had about 2 weeks in between this start and your last start. Was there anything that you were able to pinpoint in between these outings, or is there anything you've been able to pinpoint at all as to the command issues?
I don't know right now, but that's every single time I have struggles with it, I try to find it and haven't found it yet. So we're keep working.
One of the last times this happened, you described the feeling as like having a force field around you. Is there, how would you describe?
Not around me, around the plate. That's more of a joke, but it just feels like that sometimes. And today felt good. Just couldn't locate it, obviously, and couldn't land it really anything.
What do you do to maybe right the ship when you run into these command issues?
Go back to step one. Whatever that is, but go back, look at film, see what I was doing in the minor leagues, see what I was doing up here early, just reset it. But that's all I got right now.
I know it's still fresh, but have there been any conversations about where your next appearance might be?
This poor guy.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's called great producing in the back right there.
You know what I was thinking about listening to that? Baseball is just covered so different than football. And I know that it's just so different. Like, there's only 17 games. And could you imagine Grant Cohn in that scrum, for example? And I'm giving Grant credit here. Do you think you're a Major League Baseball pitching starting pitcher right now?
I think that's a legitimate question.
No, I know. But yeah. I'm saying, like think about how the Yankee media covers the team, okay? And then think about
Howard Eskin in Philly, right?
Yeah, Howard Eskin in Philly is a great example. And look, I think it is the appropriate tact with a 23-year-old to be softer in terms of the media. That is a human being right there, and he's at his low point. Yeah. And the fact that he's taking the time to talk to you, I know there's an obligation. I give him a lot of credit for, like, this is clearly an inflection point for him in his career. And he sat there and he answered the questions. He feels like he's going to cry. I feel bad for him. But, like, just imagine if that was the Niner scrum and the way, and I'm not ripping Grant, but, like, that's how football is. Like, well, do you think you should make your next start? Well, like, just straight up asking him.
Just being a part of the limited times I've been a part of those questions and the press and all of that, I'm just shocked, Sam, how quiet we have to be when asking questions.
What do you mean?
No, you have to be like, you hear them like whispering basically right there. Like if you're in a locker room scrum with football players, you whispering, like I can barely hear them. Like they have to amplify that sound a lot.
That's just like the mood, I guess, in clubhouse. Again, this is the only, like, I haven't done a ton of like other clubhouses, but a couple years ago I did like the Braves post game one, and they do theirs like on TV at the same time. And it's still kind of very similar, though. Like, the beat writer's still just kind of like, how did you think of Spencer Strider's start tonight? Oh, what did you think about this? I think that's just how, like, baseball writers, basketball writers, football writers, there's just a very different approach in how they approach post-game questions. It's interesting.
Sam, what would you have asked Hayden Birdsong yesterday? If you could ask him one question, what would it be?
I'll just ask him where your confidence is at now, and how do you get that back up?
Gone.
Well, honestly, what would it sound like if let's just say hypothetically an NFL reporter like Grant Cohn was in there asking questions yesterday? What would
Hayden, do you think you belong at the big league level?
Yeah. I think that's a legitimate question.
I actually do, too. And even though it's a tough one to hear, that is a legitimate question.
I mean, well, I legit wanted to get into his dome and his psyche. What was that like? And again, he might scoff at it. He might get upset about it. But, like, what was that moment like when Bob Melvin came out to take the ball to your hand and not you didn't record an out?
I thought he said something to the effect of sorry. Like, legitimately, yeah. I thought that's what I thought he said to the manager.
That's
like,
what it looked like.
Like, my bad or something to that effect.
Well, because that's how these guys are wired. Like, they feel bad. They feel like they're letting the team down. That's what they are.
Himself.
Yeah.
Yes,
I think someone, I think it was Shayna Rubin, she asked, like, did you have a conversation with Birdsong at all after the start? And Bob said he did, but that's one of those things that Bob's never actually going to share what's said in those conversations. So it's, you said, we probably did see them say something. They probably spoke afterwards, but that's just stuff we're never going to find out.
Remove Birdsong, remove Bob. What would be the question, like a direct, super direct football style question you would talk to Elliot Ramos and Jung Hoo Lee about right now?
Oh my God.
What the hell happened on that play?
Exactly. What happened? Just right there. What happened?
Yeah, I remember it was the Dodger game we asked him about that.
What did you say?
I said, what happened on those plays there? Those two plays that he misplayed in the outfield.
Through an interpreter.
Yeah, yes. And his interpreter, Justin Hahn, Justin was the bat boy last night. But he just basically said, like, what you saw happen is what happened. I misplayed the deep ball out to deep center, and then he blamed slipping, I guess, on some wet grass for the ball that fell in front of him. Yeah, I...
What grass on one of the most beautiful days in San Francisco, by the way.
Yeah.
That night.
When you're wearing cleats.
Like, I thought that one was kind of an interesting one that he
said
went
that?
There.
Hey, Jung Hoo, I dare you to come to Crocker Park and come catch some fly balls.
No!
Complaining about slipping on the grass.
No!
Get out of here.
He was giving me a look during that answer, too.
He was. Well, we also asked him
I'm giving him a look when I watch him play defense right now.
888-957-9570. We have some good ones on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line in regards to the most embarrassing moments.
Yeah, what are they?
How about the 1983 Oregon versus Oregon State infamous toilet bowl game? Double-digit fumbles, and the game ended at 0-0.
So I went to
the Cheez-It Bowl? Remember that one?
I went to a COVID game in Arizona. It was Cal football versus Arizona football. 1-8 versus 0-9. I'm not making this up.
Oh, my God.
Cal lost the game. Arizona ran onto the field. It was 0-0 in the fourth quarter. Okay? Well, why are you smiling?
Was this when DeSean Jackson stepped out of bounds
no,
at the end?
No, this was like 5 years ago.
No, this is recent.
COVID. Arizona was awful. But COVID had decimated the Cal football team. They suited up like 26 guys. Oh, I'm not making this up. And it was also 150 degrees. My wife almost got a heat stroke. Like, she was, like, almost passed out.
I think I remember this. You were telling me. You said it was a beautiful campus.
It was incredible. Yeah. Had a great time.
That's Tucson.
Worst football game I've ever seen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.